Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. 105. This is episode 105 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, still here at the Wheelhouse Donuts Coffee Shop. I have not had a donut every time that I've recorded one of these episodes, by the way, in case you were wondering. I did have one donut, but that's about it. And I was just ruminating over a post that we put up on the Ditch That Textbook website. By the way, have you checked out the Ditch That Textbook website? This is where we are posting very regularly, new articles and videos and recaps of some really good resources that can help you teach and help your students to enjoy class and enjoy learning just a little bit more. There's regular new content on the blog, so definitely go check that out at ditchthattextbook.com. And one of those posts came from my good friend Stephanie DeMichael, who is a professional development leader and an instructional coach up in Cleveland, Ohio. I joke that Stephanie and I share a brain, because whenever we talk about education, it seems like we're always kind of crisscrossing on the same ideas. She wrote this fantastic post called Mixtape Your Curriculum. So raise your hand if you were one of those mixtape, my hands up, by the way, one of those mixtape creating people who would pop in a blank cassette tape, put it into the radio, and would record your favorite songs off the radio, or would dub them over from another tape. I totally did that. And Stephanie takes this into the lesson planning realm, and I love the way that she puts it. So the very first paragraph of this post says, this is Stephanie, by the way. I'm a proud, completely unapologetic, mullet sporting, shoulder pad wearing, flash dance sweatshirt owning, card carrying member of the 1980s, and I have the mixtapes to prove it. Although I no longer have my yellow Walkman. Sigh. That's how she starts this out. And she starts to connect the idea of creating mixtapes to the way that we can curate and put together our own teaching resources and really our own classrooms. She says, whenever we mix together different resources, online articles and videos and whatever it is that's going to help our students learn, whenever we do that, the mixtape curator, your mixtape being the curriculum here, becomes less a listener, instead adopting the role of archivist, editor, and active participant in creating a remixed product that meets and suits the desire of the listener. And of course, the students can play a huge role in this as well as us, which is part that I really like. And so Stephanie offers a three-part framework for mixtaping your lessons, mixtaping in your classroom. And the first one is, number one, curate your tunes. And so she says, finding resources, finding content. And she suggests some really great places where you can go and find free online content that is dedicated directly for this. Of course, Googling works as well. So number one is to curate your tunes or find content. Number two is to record your music or deliver that content. She says the good mixtaper knows the quality of the cassette tape has a direct effect on the overall sound. So whether it's something as simple as pushing out content through Google Classroom or Schoology, or maybe trying something out in Blend Space or Recap Journeys, let's remember that we can't be analog in a digital world. Push out digital content in a digital manner. And so that was number two. So number one was curate your tunes. Number two is record your music. And then number three is get the listener's reaction. So give and get feedback. How did that go over with your students? Was it effective? How can you change it? How can you improve on it? Because you want to continue to make those mixtapes even better. Love that. So if you want to go check out the whole post, she's also got some really useful templates. You can just go to ditchthattextbook.com and just type in the word mixtape, all one word, and you will find that post. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find a show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.